Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Stacking My Stacking Box.
Stacking your box, Ian. You're gonna stack your box today.
Sterling.
Strong.
Yes. If you're seeing the video version of this show, then you see that I'm wearing my Falcons jersey because we're gonna rank jerseys today. That's the part of the NFL offseason we're in. We're gonna tier rank the best jerseys, maybe just the whole of the best uniforms in the NFL, Sterling, because we have nothing else to talk about. We have a couple of quick things that we're going to touch on, but this has been the slowest week of NFL news of the entire year, and I still feel like it's like a little bit too far away from the start of the season for us to do things like award predictions and you know maybe position rankings or things like that. So we're in no man's land right now.
Yeah, so we're just going to stack Ian's box, man. It's going to be
welcome
sweet.
To stacking my box. But before we get into the few topics that we're going to discuss here, football fans, guess what? DraftKings offering a no sweat bet sign up bonus for new users. New customers who sign up with the code STB and deposit at least $5 will receive a no sweat bet up to $1,500 bonus on their first wager. That means if you place a first bet of $50 and you lose, you will receive a $50 credit and bonus bets up to your account. That's up to $1,500. So if your first bet is $1,500 and it loses, you get a $1,500 bonus. You'll also receive one single game parlay reward every single day. Using our code STB not only gets you these bonuses, but also directly supports our podcast. If you've been considering signing up for DraftKings, make sure to use the code STB to maximize your first bet. This offer is only available to new customers or 21 plus and physically present legal gambling states. Please remember to always gamble responsibly. Check the episode description for the full terms of the offer. So yes, if you do sign up using code STB and you want a bonus bet, if your first bet loses, you can go ahead and bet on this week's U.S. Open. Sterling, who are you betting on to win the men's U.S. Open this week?
Come on now. That's a clown question, bro. The man who's won 5 of the last 8 tournaments that he's played in. Yep. A man who also in 5 of the 8, the other 2 of them were second place finishes. The other finish, he was arrested. I'm talking about bad boy Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler. Plus, what is he at DraftKings? You can bet on him at DraftKings at plus 300, 3-1. Or if you want something a little bit riskier, since you do get the money back in bonus bets if he loses, I'm going to throw at you a fellow Canadian, Corey Connors, 75-1.
Yeah, he's played well. Colin Morikawa, not a guy who's great until it gets windy. He has won one U.S. Open. And it was the one that was noted for being not windy.
Who has?
Morikawa.
No, he hasn't won. No, he won PJ Championship.
Wasn't it Morikawa? I thought he won a
Open. Won a British Open.
I was seeing the Open.
Yeah.
Don't say British. Come on now. You're even Canadian and you said that. That's the Open.
Well, I had to say British, so then you knew I wasn't talking about the U.S. Open.
Oh, I knew.
Two different Opens.
It's the U.S. Open and the Open. Come on now.
All right. Yeah, Colin Morikawa wasn't playing well, 14-1. All right, so yeah, Darren Waller. Sign up for an account at DraftKings using code STB. Let's talk football.
Darren Waller.
Darren Waller has retired.
Giants fans, how do you feel about this? How do Giants fans feel about this? Raiders fans, former Raider, how do you feel about Darren Waller retiring? It's interesting because he put out that little music video, and that was maybe the worst thing I've ever heard.
I was going to ask you about that.
That was bottom five.
Now, like, I'm going to defend him in a second, but you
yeah, go yeah, you defend all you want, pal. That is something that you lose your fantasy league in fantasy football. You put that out. Like, if I would have gone two more weeks in stacking the boxes, Survivor Championship, by the way, great balls. Ian, I used your balls that you got me.
Oh, perfect.
And
you play well?
Crushed him. Crushed your balls. Perfect. I crushed your balls, Ian. Fantastic. Got a little hairy. Got into the fescue. So
yeah.
But no, that's like something that if I went two more weeks, I would have you make that that type of music video. Yet right. Darren Waller did that himself. I think he was a great advocate for the game, for mental health. He was one of the first players to really come out and advocate for, you know, substance abuse and mental health. And I thought that was really cool of him being open because he was one of the first ones to do that. So I tip my cap to Darren Waller. Thought that was a horrendous music video. But I wish the best for him in his future endeavors. And hopefully, again, mentally, he's in the right spot.
Now, I'm going to defend the music video a little bit. And the reason why I'm going to defend it is because we see a lot of athletes. I mean, it's the famous thing that everyone always says. Every professional athlete wants to be a rapper and every rapper wants to be a professional athlete. And we see it a lot where just athletes will just like try to become, you know, an artist and release some songs. Darren Waller does have some music pedigrees. The great grandson of famous composer and jazz pianist Fats Waller. So he does really have a little bit of history in music. Now, and with that being said,
did not get passed down.
The song was bad. I don't know if I've ever heard a song that had more auto tune in it than that song. That might have been the most auto tune song of yeah. That was an unbelievable amount of auto-tune. Like, if it wasn't auto-tune, it might not have been all that bad. I mean, maybe they had to crank up the auto-tune because he sounded that bad. But my defense of him is that it's not out of the blue. Music has always kind of been a hobby of his. He comes
if your grandfather played in the NFL, that does not make you an NFL player. Just because your great-grandfather right. was a jazz musician... Cool. Right. You can tell that story at parties. Doesn't mean that you are now a musician. Does not mean that now you have the talent.
I get that. But what I'm saying is that like it's not like he was just like one day randomly like, okay, I'm gonna start making music now.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But hey, maybe he'll get better. I wish him well.
He's got time now.
He has time. I wish him well.
I do too.
The top story skipped over, but I don't have anything to add. Just the fact that mandatory minicamps are open now. I have no additional thoughts past that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's at least eventually like the unofficial start or the official start of like the off season, really, because you had the voluntary mini camp. That's not really voluntary yet. A lot of guys, almost all the guys go. It's intriguing to see holdouts, obviously. It's intriguing to see how players handle this. How they show up, right? Do they show up out of shape? Do they show up ready to go? The time to start getting too excited about undrafted free agents and seventh rounders. For Chiefs fans, last year is all about Justin Ross, the Justin Ross hype show, the running back generic prince. Now's the time to pick up and learn about some unheralded players. It's fine. It's fine. It's fun in that regard of you learn about the bottom end of the roster and you hitch your wagon to a guy that might just make the 53.
Robert the Bruce says, is it safe to say the Raiders won the Waller trade? And that trade resulted in it was for a draft pick, I think. A 2023 third round draft pick, which turned into Trey Tucker, who's a wide receiver for the Raiders now, who caught 19 receptions for 331 yards and 2 touchdowns last season. Also 10 rushes for 77 yards. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I would say
319
so.
Is better than nothing. So, yeah, I'll say
yeah.
Trey Tucker, basically, for Darren Waller. If you would have asked me that 3 years ago, I'd say you're stupid.
Yeah.
No?
I was guess, high yeah. on Darren Waller.
I was too.
All right. Chiefs re-signed Mecole Hardman. That's something we can talk about.
Fine.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's fine. It doesn't move the needle. Grand scheme of things, it's elevating the floor a little bit with the uncertainty with Rashee Rice.
Yep.
And is he not going to be suspended? Commissioner's exempt list could be. Mecole Hardman's fine. You know, he's a wide receiver four type of guy. I think it almost spells the end of one of Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore. We'll see which one it is. But I think the Chiefs just trust Mecole more than the bottom two guys because you were going purely off upside and small contracts that were guaranteed in Sky and Kadarius. And if I'm one of those two guys, I would be petrified of losing your job.
Right.
Yeah, not much, Ian. I mean, we're talking wide receiver four slash fives at this point.
No news across the Falcons front for me. I mean, there's that, you know, inevitable punishment that's going to come down from the NFL for the whole Kirk Cousins tampering. But I'll save my reaction until that happens. And I'll most likely go to the NFL office here in New York and protest that.
So, well, you were the reason why. You were the literal tamper. Are you the tamperer or the tamperee?
I think I'm the tamperee.
Yeah. A lawyer, chime in. Is Ian the tamperer or the tamperee?
Yeah.
He tampered for sure.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then finally, Vikings unveil their Winter Warrior uniforms. It's interesting, Sterling. There was a long time where, like, the thing that teams would do with, like, their alternate uniforms were to go all black with their uniforms. That was kind of the cool thing. And now the cool thing seems to be going all white with uniforms. Saw the Bengals do it last year, the year before. The Vikings have now done it. Thoughts on these whiteout type uniforms, which are now kind of the new craze?
Yeah, they're kind of cool. I like it better than the all black now because I feel like it's so played out. But now it almost feels like the all whites are starting to become played out. It kind of works for Minnesota. I think the white and purple looks really cool.
They look like Kansas State.
Yeah, it does look a little like Kansas State. Maybe that's why I kind of dig them. Yeah, they're fine. It works for them. I don't have strong thoughts on those because they're not bad. They're not great, but
right.
they're solid. And it works because you're Minnesota in the snow, even though you play in a dome. It works. It works for the Vikings.
I think this might be the last one, though. I agree. I like them. But then I don't think any other teams can now go with all whites because when the next team that goes all white, it's played out. This feels to me like it's the last one we can do. But yeah. It will be another team where we're going to do all whites at some point. And then that's going to be one step too far.
It's like when was it the 80s when every single baseball team had powder blue uniforms.
Right.
Like it was, oh, that's cool. The Royals have powder blues. The Phillies have powder blues. Now, okay, right. The Braves have powder blues. Now the Rangers do. Now the Twins do. And you're just like, okay, I'm done. That's too much.
Yep. Like I said, it used to be all blacks, and now it's all whites. So
I kind of like it better though, because the Vikings don't have black in their color scheme. Like, it makes sense for them to go all white because of where they're located, just in Minnesota. Like, Atlanta going all black was cool. Like that, like, right. Like, because that's part of your color scheme, the black and red, right? Like, you could rock that all day. Works. I get it.
Right.
Yeah, I like the Vikings doing this more than not.
What's the night? Well, remember the color rush jerseys? Those were kind of fun for a couple of years. Like on Thursday nights, like
those
were all
ass, dude.
Oh, I liked them.
Those were two scoops of ass.
Oh, I disagree.
Cardinals, horrible. Broncos, horrible. Chiefs, ketchup. Like, no, it is not.
They're
work.
Like bright colors. I liked them. They're like highlighter colors.
Yeah, it's like you knew who was playing in the game though. At least you know the teams going. No, there was one though that were too close. Wasn't there one that were like both blue? Or both red. I can't remember now. No, not a fan of those. There's a reason they lasted 1 year, Ian.
Oh, the Dolphins went with like a bright orange. Ugh, those are gross.
I told you. There's a reason why it lasted 1 year.
There's some good ones, though. There's some good ones. I love the Seahawks, which they still kind of wear occasionally. The like lime green ones.
You're a child, Ian.
I like them. I like them. All right. The reason why we are ranking jerseys is because of that. Vikings with their Winter Warrior uniforms has, we could have tier ranked running backs. I feel like we did quarterbacks and receivers, and I think that's as much as we could have done. We could have done team defense, maybe. With the Vikings coming out with the Winter Warrior uniforms, I figured, hey, let's rank uniforms. So. This summer, we're going to close out the show. We got five rankings, S, A, B, C, and D. Sterling, are we going to go just based on jerseys, or are we including the whole uniform, like with helmets as well?
I think whole jersey, like the whole uniform. I think helmets have to be included, at least a little bit here.
Okay, I agree. All right, we can get things started off then. I believe that is the San Francisco 49ers that we're going to come up with first.
I feel like Hunter's not going to be happy. I feel like B. I like him, but don't necessarily like. I'm not enamored by him.
I agree with that.
I really like him. They're classic. They're classy. They're solid. But like, I feel like when I see a 49ers jersey, I'm like, oh, that's solid. That's solid. Right. That's my B tier.
There's a trap you can fall into here with jerseys, that you can fall into the trap of nostalgia, where teams that have had the same jerseys forever. Sometimes people rank them high just because they're like classic, because they see the jerseys and they think of like Joe Montana, and they've just never changed and they're classic. But let's be honest. We should be looking at all these uniforms with fresh eyes. Like if the 49ers came out with these uniforms today, they'd be B uniforms.
Yes. And we'll get to one team whose classic uniforms I'm just not a huge fan of.
All right. Perfect. Let's go with Chicago Bears, another team with a classic uniform that has never changed in the history of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I think they're kind of in the B category too.
I'd go even borderline C, but
borderline C too. They're right in between that B, C. I'll go C with you if you want.
Let's go C. I get it. They've been in the same jerseys forever. It's just that color blue with just like orange is boring.
Yeah.
Next up is that
Bengals. It looks like
Bengals.
I'm
the Bengals. With the Bengals, you have the helmet, which is one of the more unique helmets in the NFL.
I'm not a huge fan of the Bengals uniforms in general.
Interesting.
I know I'm weird in that regard, but I'm a traditional a man. I love red, white, and blue. When red, white, and blue is involved in a uniform, I automatically am like, I'm drawn in. Right.
Right.
And that's why I love a lot of NBA jerseys and a lot of baseball jerseys. When I see red, white, and blue, I'm like, yes, America. Heck yes. But they also go together very well. Okay. I'd go C personally with the Bengals.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, now we have an issue, because I think the Bengals have one of the best uniforms with the helmet, too. The unique helmet, the Bengals stripe helmet.
I love the helmet. The helmet's what gets them.
Well, we're including the helmet.
You're right. You're right.
There's no way I can do C. If you feel strongly we could do B, I would put them in A.
I can't go A. I can't go A. A. Yeah, I can't do it.
All right, Bengals fans, I tried to defend you guys. I love those jerseys. So if you like a red, white, and blue, then you probably like the Buffalo Bills.
I do.
How high do you want to go?
I think A for
me. I don't like red, white, and blue. I think red, white, and blue is overplayed. Way too many teams are red, white, and blue.
Not in the NFL, though. Not really anymore.
Okay, fair.
I like A, but if you're going to hate on me, I'll let you have some input here.
We're going to B. Okay. If you drag my Bengals down to B, then I got to drag the Bills down to B.
I feel like that was out of spite right there.
It's a little bit, but it just, they're, to me, they are a B jersey. They're just nothing that special. But also, we can adjust as we go along here.
Okay.
Broncos.
D. Especially the new ones. If you saw the new ones, dude, they're atrocious.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Broncos.
Yeah, they're an atrocity.
I know. I actually kind of like the old school Broncos jerseys a lot better.
Yes, I do. I don't know what they messed it up. Like,
which I don't agree with a lot of other jerseys. I think once again, people fall into the nostalgic trap when they just see older versions of jerseys and uniforms. But the Broncos is one that I do genuinely think the classic versions are better.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Browns looks like Browns jerseys.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a bigger fan of the Browns. I know people hate them because of the color scheme.
Yeah.
But they did like the best they could with what they had. What do you go, Ian? I want to hear your initial. I've been going first. You go first this time.
I'm so indifferent about the Browns jerseys.
I think indifference means
we've done a lot of Bs, but I kind of think they're Bs.
Okay. And if you want to move one up later, we can do that. I'll entertain your Bengals nonsense if that means we spread it out a little bit.
Okay, well, we'll play with it as we go along here. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Do we include the creamsicles? Because that bumps them up.
I hate the creamsicles.
Okay, then we don't. They're a C. I love their helmet a lot. Like, I'm a big fan of the pirate. Pirate's badass.
My audio is messing up, Sterling. I got to jump out, then I'll jump right back in.
Wow, so now I got to vamp. Okay, you do it quickly, Ian, because now I'm vamping on the Buccaneers. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Buccaneers jersey outside of the creamsicles and outside of the helmet. We'll go C. We'll go C for the Buccaneers. What is that? Washington? Commanders looks like. If we're going in alphabetical order, I'm assuming that's the Commanders. Washington.
That's Arizona. The 99 is Arizona.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Washington is 5 to the right.
Ah, okay. Washington's, yeah, you're right. Like, I see Richard color. Now with a little burn here. Arizona.
Tampa Bay, just really quick, just go back. C? I agree with that. Okay. I'm good with that. Arizona. I like Arizona. I like that deep red.
They've improved year after year, it seems like, too. Like, the minor improvements.
Yeah. They don't do anything complicated. They do a basic uniform really well.
I can't go higher than a B.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Can't go higher than a B.
We're going to have a lot of Bs, and then we're going to have to adjust later.
Sure.
Chargers, S. Chargers had to have the best.
Oh, you think S? I was going to say A.
Really?
Yeah, I like them in the A.
The Charger with the powder blue, though?
Yeah, I'll go S. I love the Chargers uniforms.
If that's not S, I don't know what else would be S.
Yeah, good.
With the bolt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
We're good with S? All
right. Yes, I'm good with S then.
Chiefs.
A.
Is that biased?
No, that's if I was biased, I'd say S.
I do actually like the Chiefs uniforms.
I like them a lot. I mean, if I was biased, I'd say S. And I think they're close to S. There's nothing I would necessarily that they should do differently. I just think A, if we're being fair, right?
Yeah.
Where would you put them if I wasn't here?
I think I would put them A. I do really like the Chiefs jerseys.
I don't think they're lower than A. I think they're either A or S. And I think if I'm going to take some of my bias out here, I think A is where I'll go with him then.
I think when you get red and yellow together, I think things can go wrong in a hurry, but I think they have just enough yellow that it's good. But some red and yellow, like if it's too much yellow, it throws it all off.
It's Ronald McDonald if you get too yellow.
Yeah. Correct. or ketchup and mustard, but they have just enough to kind of, I like it. I hate when they, I think their color rush jerseys were yellow, weren't they? I hate
it. Whatever they were not good. I hate it. They either look like mustard or ketchup. I can't remember which one. They were not good though.
Yeah. But with the current version of them, and they don't try to do too much with them, and it's just a nice little hint of yellow, I do like the A.
Colts.
Is that the Colts or the, that's Colts. Colts are, I do kind of like, I like that
love
shade of blue.
Love the helmet.
Yeah, the helmet's classy.
It's a classy helmet.
Are they good enough for A though? I'd put them in A if you want to go A.
I kind of want to go A.
All right, let's go A with Colts.
They're like the Chiefs where they're just classy. Like they don't do too much.
You're right. And with the, okay. Yep.
I love the Colts uniform helmets, by the way. I've been a fan.
The horseshoe.
Big horse guy over here.
Yeah. Cowboys.
Man. S or A.
Really? That high? We got to go A then. I'm not ready to give the Cowboys an S.
Okay.
Once again, we got to look at them as if all these jerseys were in uniforms.
I know,
because
they're kind of like the Niners, where they're just so classic. You're just like, you got to
look. So classic, yeah. You think of all the, you know, all the great teams, all the classic games that they played in. But if you just look at them today, I'll go A. I would probably go B, but I'll go A. I hate the Commanders.
Yeah, that's a solid D.
Yeah.
I mean, them and Denver deserve to be down there. And they're bad teams.
I agree.
I mean, that has to be some sort of correlation there.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I think the Commanders are one of the few teams that do the all black decent. I do kind of like their all blacks. Yeah. Dolphins.
A.
Oh, we agree. I think the Dolphins jerseys are polarizing.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't like them, and I think they're cool. They're unique without being like too Miami Vice, right? Yep. They could easily go like cocaine cowboy with it, and you're like, oh, this is just too much. Yep. No, they dialed it back, and it works for them. It works for Miami.
Yep, I agree. Eagles.
Ooh.
ARS. I love the Eagles.
Yeah, ARS.
That color green is such a nice green.
I'll go S with you.
I'll go S.
Yeah.
I think the logo is great, too.
Yeah, it's an
elite. The helmets are great.
It's an elite jersey. I mean, it's an elite jersey.
Yeah, and you can do a lot with it. Yeah, it's okay. I'm glad you agree with that one. What about my Falcons?
C.
Fuck, stop. Come on, man. The Falcons have one of the best jerseys in the league. I was going to say they're S, but I'll give you A. C? What is it you don't like? Are you just trying to get me going, or do you actually
kind of
have a
try and get you going? Whenever I see Falcons, I like the majority of Falcons jerseys. I do.
We had some bad ones a few years ago, the gradient ones.
Yeah, the gradients were some of the worst jerseys I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, the Falcons try to do too much sometimes. And it is strange because it does feel like the Falcons do slightly tweak their jersey like almost every single year. So
I don't like the number very much. If I have my pick, I'm not a huge fan of the number. The number throws me.
Red and black is such a nice color.
Like red and black a lot.
Black is like the primary color and then a hint of red.
I'm with you. It's the number. It makes me think of the longest yard.
Yes. I will say a lot of people love the old Falcons uniforms and the old logo. I hate it. I think the old Falcons logo looks like it was drawn by a 10-year-old. But people all the time say
the old Falcons logo.
What?
The old Falcons logo, what did it look like?
With a red helmet and the black bird? They wore the jerseys for one game this year?
Yeah.
People love those helmets. I hate those old helmets.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Give me A.
Fine.
Thank you.
I don't believe it. Their number sucks. I hate how their number. I'm not a fan.
Do you need if you feel strongly, we can drop them down to B. C's. You're being crazy though.
It's the number for me. It doesn't do it for me. It looks like college or like high school number or something.
The current number I don't love. I'll be honest.
Thank you. That's the only thing. I like the color scheme. It up to you. I was honest with my Chiefs.
I think me be saying A is honest.
Okay.
All right. Giants. Another one we can't fall into the trap of classic. A? I was going to say C.
I've never been a
They're just blue. Who cares? Oh, you like the blue and red.
Yeah, I like the red. I always think red, white, and blue just look so good. I'll go B with you.
All right, let's go B. I don't think
people hate on the new ones, the throwback ones. I thought they were kind of cool. I did.
Yeah, we talked about the throwback ones. They're the New York Canadians.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Oh, dislike. C at best.
Yeah, I'll go C. I'm not going to go D because I do kind of like them at times.
I don't mind the teal, but I don't like the cartoon jaguar.
Yeah.
Like, it's too cartoony for me.
Yeah. Jets. J-E-T-S. Oh, man.
I love the new revamped logo they did.
Yeah.
I know that was a little polarizing, too. I thought it was cool. Kind of like went back to their roots. I think at least an A for the Jets.
Okay, I'll go A. I'm not going S, but I'll go A. Okay. Also, another...
I like the Jets.
I like the deep greens of the Eagles and the Jets.
Yeah, I do, too.
Also, the Jets uniforms... My high school uniforms were basically the same as the Jets.
Mm.
We were the Gators.
Go Gators.
Gator pride has no equal.
Lions?
Lions.
Man, I don't know what I think. Because typically that blue and gray would not go together. And sometimes with the helmet and of the lion they choose,
yeah,
gets me going.
Right.
I honestly, what's hilarious, they're the jersey that I could understand someone putting S and putting in a D category. Like I could hear them on all of the spectrum we're rocking with here. You could put them in any spot and I would say I could see it.
And I feel like depending on what mood I wake up in that day, I feel differently about the Lions jerseys every day.
It's the most polarizing I feel, and I'm the same person.
Yes.
I feel about our jersey.
I could not agree more with you.
That's so wild. Ian, did we just become best friends?
Yes.
Okay. See, since I guess that's the case, I don't know.
Then wouldn't it be B because it's right in the middle?
Yes, it'd be B then. Yeah.
Or do we put them in like B. Do we put them in a sixth category called just Lions?
Yeah, in between B and C, just Lions. Is that okay, Richard? Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, they're just the Lions. They're just there.
Yeah. Packers.
Kind of in the Lions category. No, I'm
Packers. I have a tough time. I know I've been preaching it this whole time.
Taking the history out is so hard because Packers.
I mean, we're ranking uniforms, but also I just think a Lambeau Field, like the historic Lambeau Field. I think of the Ice Bowl.
I don't like the yellow.
It's a little like we were talking about earlier, the Chiefs, like you're running a danger of too much yellow. The yellow on the Packers can be a little much, but it kind of works because it's the Cheeseheads.
Yeah. B or A? I'll go B with you.
I'll go B. Okay. Let's go.
That's
B.
That one like historical team where I feel like everyone loves their jerseys and I'm just, I tamper my expectations with the Packers.
Yeah. Can we go Panthers D, please?
Oh yeah. Brutal.
Panther. That looks like an XFL jersey.
It is an XFL jersey. It has to be.
Yeah. Patriots.
S.
Oh, Patriots S, man.
Only, hey. Only S? When they, hear me out, only when they use Patriot Pat on the helmet. Only when they use the
Yeah, but that's not their main jersey, though. We got to go mainly, like we can't rank S just because of their alternate logo.
It is the greatest, that is the greatest jersey they have. When they do that alt jersey, it's the best jersey in football, bar none. Not even close.
I just want to shout out Robert the Bruce in the chat. Lions definitely B. Okay, so he kind of agrees with where we're at there. Bucks, New Jersey is a C at best. The Bucks have a different jersey this year. That's basically the same, I think. Oh, you just mean New Jersey compared to like the old school jersey.
Yeah, duh.
I will say, and I don't think I said this when we were talking with the Buccaneers because I was having the audio issues, but the Buccaneers creamsicle jerseys, when they were released in the 80s, when they were a new team, they were made fun of. Everyone hated them. Said they were the worst jerseys in the world, and now people love them. And I hate that because it's nostalgia.
Sure. Nostalgia.
They were when they came out. Like they are the laughing stock of the league
in the world.
They were the laughing stock of the league because of their jerseys when they were an expansion team. And now everyone's like, go back to the cream school jerseys.
I'm going A, by the way, at a minimum for New England. I don't care what you say.
Okay, I can't do S. If you feel that strongly, I'll do A. I cannot
I love New England's jerseys.
Yeah, I don't like the red, white, and blue doesn't do
it. I get it. You hate America. You're Canadian. I get it.
Correct.
Which is why I like the Reds. For you. Yeah.
Probably why I like the Cardinals jersey, because they're probably they're basically Canada jerseys. Raiders. I mean, Raiders got S, yes, right? S.
I hate it. This hurts me.
And it's, I mean, you got it. Yeah. Even if you take out the nostalgia factor, I mean, just black and silver. How cool is that?
Yeah. It's like if the Falcons jerseys were good.
Okay.
What'd I say?
What?
Find the lie.
Well, the Falcons, we talked about the Falcons. We don't need to go back to that.
Okay.
But we got the Rams next, and the Rams have had more jerseys.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Then, what version? Do we use the modern Rams?
No, they're in the Lions.
I even think it's kind of different than the Lions, because they've just had so many different jerseys.
They had about the best jerseys of all time when they had the greatest show on turf.
Yes, those jerseys were fantastic.
Like that's a top five jersey.
Yes.
And then they're Mark Bulger, hey,
Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt.
But what if we didn't? And we're like, well, why?
Right. And then they went blue, just blue and white for a while when they first moved to LA. And then they went bright yellow.
Bone color.
Right.
I don't mind the gradient on the number that some people do. They're like the only gradient that almost works, right? Yeah. I'll give them that, because it almost looks like a sunset or some type of sun in LA, right?
It does kind of work for LA.
It kind of worked for LA. I put them in the Lions category.
Put them in the Lions. I don't know what to do with them.
I don't know what to do with them. Like,
bring back the old jerseys from St. Louis,
which is hilarious. You can just keep them as Matt Stafford or Jared Goff. Like, basically, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ravens.
I love the patch of Maryland.
Yeah.
That's cool. They're B or A.
I could go really anywhere with Ravens.
I go B or A. I feel like it's one of those two for
me. I'll go A.
You'll go A?
I'll go away.
Look what happened. We said we're going to have so many B's in the B category. Just kind of dried up. Over. Yeah.
Yeah. The Saints, I mean, I'll let you take this one, because they make me sick. So you give me your take on the Saints.
I think B. They're a solid jersey. Feels like you could do a little more. Yeah, I think B. I like Saints jerseys. Like, I think they're pretty cool, but I don't have the same opinion on them. Like, they're not like the cool black like the Raiders,
right?
Like, I don't have that same feeling when I see a Saints jersey,
right?
I like the gold, but even the gold's like almost not gold enough, if that makes sense. I don't know how to describe it. It's like they're close. They're not bad. I still enjoy the jerseys, but it seems like they're close.
Yeah,
can't get there. I actually still like them better than Falcons jerseys, but that's neither here nor there. I would switch them in the Falcon. Nah, I wouldn't. They're in the same category. All right, Seahawks. You take the Seahawks.
The Seahawks just have so many different looks. And I said earlier, I do love their third jersey, the rush, the lime green. Overall, though, I feel like their jerseys do a little bit too much.
Yep.
I do kind of like the color combination, but I just think in their current uniforms, they're a little overcomplicated.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's kind of a reason why I kind of like the green ones, because I think the green ones are a little less complicated. Like, what are we doing with that stripe across the shoulders?
Yeah, just because Seahawks have wings, I assume.
Right.
I'll go C.
I'm going to drop them to C, but if we were doing third jerseys, then they would be S.
They're not bad. Like, they have, you're right. They're almost like Oregon football.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Steelers. I have a hot take about Steelers jerseys. A lot of people love the Steelers jerseys, and once again, I think it comes down to a nostalgia factor. I actually hate the Steelers uniforms. Don't like the color combination. Don't like black and yellow. The logo on one side of the helmet, but not the other, is stupid. People love them just because they're the Steelers and they've been around forever. I hate them.
I love black and gold, Mizzou, but they're C. They don't have the... I don't want to be biased here. I think you're right in regards to the nostalgia of the Steelers. I think that's a big part of why people like their jerseys.
Yeah. You think of the steel curtain, you think of Mean Joe Green, you think of him throwing the jersey on the guy and the kid asking for a Coca-Cola or whatever it is.
Like, I think Mizzou has phenomenal jerseys, but they're just a slightly different color scheme, just slightly different. I think it works. Yeah. I don't know if it works for the Steelers.
Once again, if we have to be pretending like we're judging these...
Like we just saw them.
Like we just saw them.
I'd go see.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Texans. Another XFL jersey, in my opinion.
D. Yeah, it's D.
I do kind of like the logo.
Oh, I love the helmet. But that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is the helmet enough to bring them up to C?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because it does remind me of the XFL.
Yeah.
Although the Falcons can make the same case.
Well. What happened here? Titans.
Also slightly XFL-ish.
I agree.
I think D. I really don't like the Titans jersey. Like, I get the sword and stuff, but it's like a cartoon sword.
Yeah. I would go C. I like them a little bit better than D.
I can't put them with the Seahawks and the Steelers. I can't do that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Vikings. Purple People Eaters.
Yeah. The Purple People Eaters are A's. Or A's at a minimum. Maybe S.
Vikings. Yeah, I'd go A or S. I agree.
You go S?
I kind of want to go S. I like the horn on the helmet.
Yeah. I like him better than the Ravens jerseys.
I do. I do like the purple a little bit better than the Ravens. Just enough yellow, kind of similar to the Chiefs, where they have just enough yellow.
Yeah, let's go S. I like it. All right. Wow, that was easy. We somehow agreed way more than I expected.
We did agree. Actually, I thought we were going to disagree a lot. Actually, a lot of takes I have, hot take that I think are generally hot takes in the jersey conversation, you actually agreed with. So
yeah, weird.
Wow.
I'm a big Patriots jersey guy. That's the one thing. When they have the Patriot Pat, the best jersey in the game, bar none.
That was where we disagreed with the most, was the red, white, and blue. The Giants, the Bills, and the Patriots.
Yeah. Always drawn my eye.
All right. I think I'm happy with that final list, though.
I am, too. I'm proud of us, besides the Falcons being so high because of the stupid numbers.
Yeah. All right. That's the show. There's nothing to talk about. What do you guys want us to do?
I want you, Ian, to break into someone's home and interview them. Just man on the street style. Break into like Bijan Robinson's house. Just break into his crib and say, like, hey, yo, what's up, man?
Perfect.
Man on the street.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. No show next week. We're off next week. So the next show that we will have, at least we'll have 2 weeks between. So maybe there'll be some more NFL news that we can talk about. But other than that is the show. Sterling, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, hopefully in 2 weeks, more than a tight end who hasn't really done much in 5 years and a wide receiver five signs. Let's hope.
Let's hope.
We're hoping in 2 weeks. We can't force news. We're not fake news. We're real news. This is real news, baby.
Yep.
But stream the source.
What is it? I guess 2 months now, preseason start. So we're getting there. All right, sign up for an account at DraftKings Sportsbook using code STB. Bet on Corey Connors to win the U.S. Open this week is my biggest tip. Thank you all so much for watching. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Rate and review the podcast. Follow us on X at HomestarchKC and at Ian MacBets. Thank you all so much for watching. And we'll talk to you all in 2 weeks' time, which will be the 24th. No, yes, 24th. See you then.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.